Seek your discomfort zone. In 1949, a young University of California, Berkeley psychologist set up a now famous experiment. She showed people a sequence of flashcards depicting an animal and asked them whether each was more like a cat or a dog. At first, the creature clearly was a cat. But bit by bit, with a tweak to an ear and a broadening of a muzzle, the animal turned canine. The middle pictures were indeterminate, and for some, that proved unnerving. These participants refused to give up on the idea that the animal was a cat until nearly the end of the series. They showed a preference to escape into whatever seems definite, wrote researcher Elsa Frankel Brunswick. She had discovered intolerance of uncertainty, a personality trait that shapes our ability to learn, problem solve, and handle life's curveballs. Just as we're all prone to be more or less introverted or conscientious, so we differ in our appetite for the unknown and for the not knowing it sparks. People intolerant of uncertainty tend to race to answers, rely on binary thinking, and become distressed or even angered by surprise. They see uncertainty as a threat. During the pandemic, high intolerance of uncertainty was associated with being in denial, disengaging from life, and substance abuse. In contrast, those who are more tolerant of uncertainty see life's twists as challenging. They tend to be curious, flexible thinkers who revel in new experiences. During the pandemic, they were better at accepting the realities of the situation. The good news is that this disposition is mutable. We can move the dial simply by trying to experience more uncertainty in small doses. For instance, try delegating more at work, and you likely will discover that loosening your control of a project is not the disaster that you fear. Or order a dish at a restaurant with an ingredient that's completely new to you. Such experiences won't always be easy or even perfectly successful, but that's the point. When we lean into the unknown, we discover that uncertainty is a space of possibilities. These simple exercises are increasingly being used to treat mental disorders and bolster resilience. In one study, people with generalized anxiety disorder took on similar practices as part of a 12-hour course of therapy targeted at reducing their aversion to not knowing. Those who completed the program suffered significantly less depression, gains that held even a year later, and their anxiety plunged to levels typically experienced by the general population. Other studies show that learning to accept uncertainty tends to boost self-reported resilience. As Michelle J. Dugas, a leader in the field, told me, life is inherently uncertain, and if you have difficulty dealing with that, you will have difficulty dealing with life. If instead you can let go of the notion that answers are always at hand and tap into uncertainty's potential, you can gain mental strength. You can see the opportunity within the indefinite.